Assalamu alaikum. How are you doing, guys? How are you doing? How has your week been? How were the days? Were they fast? Were they slow? It's winter here, so I mean, naturally, you have no intention to step out of your room, but then duty calls and you must honor duty. So, I hope your week went well. If it didn't, well, we have the weekend to relax, to reset, and then to approach the new week differently. How have you been? How are you? I hope you're taking care of yourselves, but most importantly, I hope you're taking care of your loved ones. This week's podcast is going to be about happiness, and I'm very, very excited to share this with you. Why? Because I think a lot of people ask me this question on a daily basis. Prince, are you happy? Prince, are you happy? Prince, est-ce que t'es content? Prince, est-ce que t'es content? Prince, est-ce que t'es content? Happiness. What really is happiness? I do not know in its entirety, because I do not know a single person who can say that this exactly is happiness. Actually, if you observe critically, you'd notice that happiness means different things to different people. So the question is not, or the quest or the task is not to discover what happiness is generally. It is to ask ourselves, what is happiness to me? What is happiness to me? And I hope that is something that we can all discuss in this podcast. Personally, I do not think in terms of whether I'm happy or not because of many reasons. But this came up in a very recent conversation I had with a client. So most people who know me know that I'm an English coach and I have clients who want to learn English. And so we spend maximum an hour just discussing things in English. So during this class, the client actually looked at me carefully and said, "Prince, you're a good person." I was like, "Really, you think so?" I do not consider myself good, but let's assume I was, or I were. Okay? And she said, "Well, since you're a good person, I would want to know if you're happy." I said, "I do not think about happiness in terms of myself. I try to look at how I can make other people happy, but I've never really critically asked myself this question, whether I'm happy or not." So she said, "Why?" I told her, because of what it implies. You see, when you ask for happiness, you're actually asking for gratification in one way or the other. So just to give you guys a bit of context, let me tell you how I grew up. I grew up with two brothers and a mother, as I like to tell the story. And I saw my mother sacrifice so much for us. She always had a smile on her face. Was she happy? I don't know. I grew up with my brothers. I saw my brother starve himself only to give me food to eat with a smile on his face. Was he happy? I do not know. One of my brothers actually forfeited going to school because, funds were low. So he had to give me, he had to sacrifice for me to actually go to school. And on the day I was going to the university, it was in Sunyani, which is in the central part of Ghana, not in the central region, but in the middle belt of Ghana. He actually had such wonderful clothes, and he took all of them to the tailor and altered all of them. And he just gave them to me so that I could have shirts to take to school. And he did that with a beautiful smile on his face, and he was happy. Actually, when I was going to school, he carried my bag on his head and he just walked me towards the bus. And you could see how elated he was. You would imagine he was actually being enrolled in the university. Was he happy? I do not know. You see, our understanding of happiness has changed and has evolved over time in such a way that I no longer recognize what happiness is when I compare myself to other people. Because what I saw people excited over is no longer what people refer to as happiness now. When people talk about happiness now, they're talking about self-gratification. They're talking about being happy. They're talking about being okay with a situation. Growing up, all the people I saw, quote unquote, being happy were people who were sacrificing. So really, when people ask me the question, am I happy? I want to tell them, yes, I'm happy. I'm happy I'm dying for the good of other people. I'm happy I'm giving myself off completely so that other people will have a better life. I am happy even if it comes at a cost. And the cost might be headache, the cost might be heartbreak, the cost might be sleepless night, the cost might be so on and so forth. But am I happy? I am damn happy that I can do my best all the time. So, the question really is, what is happiness to you? But you see, let's not just end with me. Let's ask ourselves a better question. And the question is, are we beings that were created to pursue happiness. Like, just think about it for a minute. Do you think God created you if you're a believer in God? If you're a believer in something else, and I don't know what to tell you because I don't know how you came to being, whether by evolution or by gravity or by nature, but do you believe whatever created you so that you seek happiness? Is that why you were created? Because, well, it is a very, very, very dangerous divide to navigate. How do you differentiate between pleasure and happiness in today's world? Because, you know, I mean, you could actually drink, and I used to drink heavily for that matter. You could actually drink and feel some pleasure, but is that equal to happiness? Some people say that happiness is sustained pleasure over a long period of time. Well, you could keep drinking and you would still not feel happy. You would feel at most empty at some point in time. So how do you differentiate between pleasure and happiness? So the bigger question is, or the better question is, are we beings created to pursue happiness? I beg to differ. I think we are beings created to pursue purpose. I think feeling great, feeling good, feeling bad, these are feelings, and feelings by their very nature must change and must evolve. Feelings by their very nature are never constant and never stable. Feelings by their very nature go up and go down and go left and go right. Feelings by their very nature are volatile. How then can we as human beings pursue feelings as though they were all that, or happiness as though it was all that matters? If you look at it carefully, you realize that even happiness is a feeling. Why pursue a feeling when you can pursue a purpose? Because yes, in pursuit of this purpose, you'd honestly feel happy some days. You honestly feel like pain some days. Fill in the blanks, guys. I'm not going to do that job for you. You'd feel amazing some days. You feel alone some days. You feel so many things. You certainly will. But if you pursue what is right, if you pursue what you believe to be right, and trust me, anybody who talks of objective truth is talking about his or her objective truth. Because as a Christian, I can tell you this is my objective truth. It's not the same objective truth for a Buddhist or a Hinduist or a Muslim. And their objective truths are not objective truths to me. So if you pursue what you believe to be an objective truth, pursue it as hard as you can. At the end of the day, only you will know that this is something that you should have pursued. If it's your purpose, whatever your purpose might be, pursue that. Happiness might be an exaggerated statement. Oh, just be happy. Just be happy. At the cost of what? This is to all the people who sacrificed so much for me, with a big smile on their faces. To my brothers, to my mom, and oh, my father, I often forget him, but that guy is dope. To the families I lived with who sacrificed so much for me, with a smile on their faces. To those who taught me so much, without ever asking if I deserved it. To my friends around me who give up themselves day in, day out, so that I can pursue my purpose. All I can say is, shukran, danke, gracias, obrigado, thank you. I appreciate this so much beyond what any of you can imagine. And I hope that in pursuit of happiness, for those who are still in pursuit of happiness, you won't make happiness the most important aspect of your life. I wish you guys all the best. I hope to come your way soon. I hope we talk sometime soon. Take care. Buenas noches. Buon noite. Buon nuit. Good night. I can't say that in Arabic, so I'm not going to try at all. Stay safe and cheers, guys.